On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
The government says it will fight a ruling that MPs must have a say on when the UK leaves the EU. Theresa May wants to invoke Article 50 by the end of March, but campaigners have argued Parliament should have the final say. Gina Miller led the action and has argued the government not to appeal.
It's not about how anyone voted. Every one of us voted for the best country and the best future. This case was about process, not politics.
Meantime, Kent MP Gordon Henderson voted to leave the EU and says he's disappointed.
It was quite clear from the numbers of debates that took place that the referendum would ensure that the final decision was taken by the British public. And they did that. And on the 23rd of June, they voted to leave the EU. And that's their decision, and that's what we should be doing.
KMFM News.
Thousands more prison guards are going to be hired to help reduce levels of violence in jails across England and Wales. Emma has more for KMFM.
The Justice Secretary says violence has reached unacceptable levels and reoffending rates are far too high.
We need to reduce the cost of reoffending, which is costing us £15 billion a year.
Liz Truss says more than 2,000 prison officers will be recruited.
What this will enable us to do is have a dedicated officer for every six prisoners.
But the Prison Officers Association says it's not enough.
We've lost 10,000 prison officers since 2012.
Former inmate Jonathan Robinson isn't convinced either.
I came across a system that was just full of apathy.
The government also wants no-fly zones over jails to stop drones delivering drugs and phones.
One of two Thanet teenagers missing for more than a week has been found safe and well. Libby Bells' sister has posted on Facebook the 16-year-old is back home. She was understood to be with 14-year-old Hannah Hayes from Broadstairs, who's still missing and was last seen on the 22nd of October. We've tweeted her picture via at KMFM News.
KMFM News.
The mother of a man who was murdered in a double stabbing in Canterbury says she's still struggling to come to terms with what happened.
I haven't been able to work since it happened. I can't visualise a time when I can go back to work. It's a 0 hours contract. Yeah, lost my memory. Lost my mind, lost my son.
48-year-old Simon Grecki was killed along with Natasha Sadler-Ellis after an attack at a house in Dickens Avenue in March. Last week, 54-year-old Foster Christian was sentenced to at least 30 years in prison. You can watch more of that exclusive interview with Sally Devlin at kentonline.co.uk. £45,000 is going to be spent on projects to help homeless people sleep in rough in Thanet. The local council says as many as 40 rough sleepers are on the streets with nowhere else to go, compared with just 17 at this time last year. The rise has prompted two new schemes to get people off the streets this winter. Bob Porter is the council's head of housing.
I understand the needs of our local community and to commission and support services that are designed to help meet those needs. So we feel very passionately about tackling this problem locally and supporting people that are in desperate need.
KMFM News.
An investigation's underway after an autistic care home was broken into in Ashford. The site along Gemmett Road, which cares for six residents, was targeted just after eight last night. A window was damaged and a staff member's handbag was reportedly stolen. Inquiries are ongoing. And the Mexican restaurant chain Oaxaca has closed nine of its branches after nearly 400 people came down with a vomiting bug. Public Health England's investigating a suspected neurovirus outbreak.
KMFM Showbiz.
David Walliams is going to host this year's Royal Variety performance. He tweeted the news late last night, saying he's excited to take on the presenting gig. Rob Williams, Gary Barlow, Emily Sandé and Diversity are all due to perform at the show in London next month.
KMFM Sports.
Footballer and Arsene Wenger is backing the decision for England and Scotland's footballers to wear poppies on armbands. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the two nations football associations say they will defy a ban by world governing body FIFA when they play each other next week. It says political or religious symbols cannot be displayed on shirts. Former England defender Stuart Pearce also backs the move.
It's not as if one nation want to wear a poppy and the other nation are suggesting, look, this is against what we believe in. You've got two nations in a football match on a certain day that are absolutely saying, look, we're both of the same mentality on this one.
Staying with football, and Manchester United are in Turkey to take on Fenerbahce in the Europa League tonight. Jose Mourinho's side were 4-1 winners when the sides last met at Old Trafford. Southampton host Inter Milan this evening. They were beaten 1-0 in the San Siro in their last group game. And in tennis, Andy Murray continues his quest to become world tennis number one at the Paris Masters later. He faces Luca Puy in the third round after beating Fernando Verdasco in three sets last night.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.